Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. How may I help you?
Hi, Heather. My name is Jesse Brown. I'm calling from a bank in central Minnesota, and I have a customer who doesn't recognize a charge on his account, and he is looking to dispute it. So I'm just calling to see if I can get any information in regards to the purchase.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll be happy to assist you. Can you provide me with the customer's zip code?
Yes. 56304.
56304. And what's the customer's first and last name?
Joel Woodard.
Can you spell the first and last name for me?
Joel, J-O-E-L,
mm-hmm.
Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And how much was the charge for?
First charge was $5.74 on the 13th. And the second charge was $67.32 on the 19th.
Okay, because I'm pulling up an account and I see a charge for.
I can give you a card number.
Mm-hmm, yes, I need the first six and the last four.
Okay, the first six, 528981. The last four is 1460.
Okay. Can you provide me with the customer's address?
Well, he's got.
Because this might be his wife's account that made the charge.
Okay. It looks like 927 10th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. It's under a female's name, Bunny Woodard. Mm-hmm. Bunny.
Benita Woodard.
Bunny.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you happen to have an email or a phone number?
Email is jbwood927@gmail.com. Phone number is 320-291-1206.
Okay. And it was Benita Woodard.
Mm-hmm.
And the item purchased, do you have the name of?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me that? Or?
Yes, ma'am. My computer is loading up the charges now. I can tell you as soon as it loads. Okay, so I see the original charge for $5.74, and then a charge for $67.32.
Mm-hmm.
They signed up online. It's like an online sweepstakes for a chance to enter to win a cruise. And
to win
once,
a cruise?
Mm-mm. It's like a cruise set. It's like a what do you call it?
Cruise set?
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell that?
Yes, ma'am. It's C-R-E-U-S-E-T.
C-R-E-U-S-E-T?
Mm-hmm. It's like a
pot.
Like, yeah. So they sign up online to enter sweepstakes to win that cooking pot. And once they enter the cooking pot, they have to accept. Well, before they make their payment, they have to accept the terms and conditions. And in the terms and conditions, it states that once you process your payment, you're signing up to be a part of the sweepstakes and also to be charged a monthly fee to keep being entered in that sweepstakes. And the more you make a monthly payment, then the more better of a chance you have to win that sweepstakes.
Okay, and so the monthly fee is the $67.32?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a website name?
Let me see if I can. because we're a third-party contact center. So let me see if I can find their website for it.
If I can state these terms and conditions back to them in the response to their dispute, that would be great. So oftentimes people make these purchases and they come in, they act like they have no idea what it is, and it's so frustrating.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so the website is trulyuniqueselection.com.
Trulyuniqueselection.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And you said your name is Heather?
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate your help, Heather. And from what I understand, this item has been further entries have been canceled. Is that correct?
Let me take a look at that account, see if they spoke with someone.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what
yes.
I said, too.
How yep,
could it be canceled if you don't know what it is?
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
And
all
it
right.
Is canceled.
Well, yes, ma'am,
do
it's
you
canceled.
Have the cancellation number by chance? Mm-hmm.
Yep, I have it. It is C as in Charlie, 263-354-536.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 263-354-536.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've been most helpful, Heather. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.